Okay, so we'll move on to agenda item number 7, PR-2020-003484, SD-2023-000048, preliminary plat. Sketch plat was 1-11-23, preliminary plat 4-12-23. The group Ron Hensley, agent for Mr. Pashtoon, requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lots 2 and 3, block 12, unit 3, Volcano Cliff subdivision, zoned R1D, located on Mojave Street Northwest between Unser Boulevard and Tasuki Drive, containing approximately 4.25 acres. Mr. Hensley, I'm sorry, for the record, since this is a separate hearing, would you state your name and address for the record?
Ron Hensley, 300 Branding Iron Road, Southeast, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87124.
And do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. On this case, I didn't see any supplemental record as well.
No, there is not any supplemental record. The owner has asked that I attend this meeting and put his views forth. The owner is the authority of open space, and the Park Service is in dispute over this tract. There is no dedication of public access to this tract. The one that's in dispute that is in regard to the sewer connection. There is no right of public access. Therefore, it cannot be designated as public open space. It has a open space zoning designation that does not de facto put it under the authority of the open space division. The boundary of the national monument requires fee simple title by the city or the state or the Department of Interior to be included within the park boundary. None of those cases are true for this tract. I don't believe the right of the applicant to connect to the sewer is in dispute. I believe that only the permits necessary for that connection are being debated. And that's where we stand. The owner is seeking rulings from other authorities on the ability of open space and the Park Service authorities. And that's all I have.
This is hearing Officer Bohannon. So I'm going to have to. So basically, what I'm hearing you say is that you want a ruling out of the DHO based on the facts that have been presented so far.
I'm correct that the plat as submitted is in conformance with the IDO and the DPM, and that a connection, however tedious it may be for the sewer, can be provided, and the application meets all the requirements.
This is hearing Officer Bohannon. Ms. Wolfley, were you handling this case, or would you unmute? So where I remember this is, and I didn't go back and look at my notes, there was some discussion about having to go to EPC on this case because of the proximity to open space. Could you just refresh my memory where we left this off a couple of deferrals ago?
Okay, yes, and I think there's new information that you might be hearing from planning, and then also I noticed the National Park Service representatives are here as well, so you're probably going to want to hear some of this new information. But where we left off was that the most specific document would lead the process, and that most specific document was the facility plan for Arroyos that made any sewer connection in the Boca Negra Arroyo an extraordinary facility and triggered those process requirements, which was open space and EPC approvals prior. In addition, because this is part of Petroglyph National Monument, the dialogue with Petroglyph National Monument seems to have been neglected by the applicant. So, but But anyhow, that's where we left it off last time.
Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you. I do remember that now. So I'm going to go to the general public. Is there anyone in the general public that wishes to testify on this case? Please turn your camera on, unmute, and we will get you sworn in. And raise your hand if you... Okay, I don't see anybody from the general public. Oh, there we go. Ms. Hendricks, would you unmute? Would you give your name and address for the record?
Good morning. My name is Nancy Hendricks. I'm the superintendent at Petroglyph National Monument at 6001 Unser Boulevard Northwest, Albuquerque.
Do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, you can present.
Thank you for allowing me to speak to this issue again. I think we're pretty close to a resolution on this issue from my understanding. I'm just back from being away for 4 months, so I haven't been able to follow this issue closely, but it seems like I heard from the city that if Mr. Hensley was willing to relocate the above ground facilities for the sewer line outside the monument boundary, that we would be able to issue a permit for him to make the connection within the monument. And I'm not sure where Mr. Hensley is getting his information, but the connection would occur within Petroglyph National Monument on city open space land. There's no dispute about that from my understanding of where the boundary lies within this area. But we would be willing to work with Mr. Hensley, get a permit issued to allow that connection within the monument boundary. We just need to get more information from Mr. Hensley and what that would look like and what kind of equipment he would use and timing wise. So I think that if Mr. Hensley is willing to work with us on this, we could proceed forward with this issue.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So before I go to Mr. Hensley, so what you're saying is, when you say relocate the facility, the sanitary sewer line is in the arroyo. It's adjacent to the subdivision. And so they would have to make a connection to that line that I'm assuming Jay is pulling up. And so they would actually be in the monument boundaries. And so I could you articulate it a little bit better, Ms. Hendricks, about what it is that the monument is willing to work with Mr. Hensley on?
Thank you, Mr. Bohannon. Yes, I believe that there was going to be a concrete pad and a manhole cover that he wanted to locate within the monument boundary.
Okay, I'll go to Mr. Hensley to give a little bit more articulation. So it's the monument's position that you would waive it's not in your position. That's all you would need is that to be detailed out, and then you would be able to issue some type of, would you be issuing a license or what would you be issuing?
Well, for projects such as this within the monument boundary, we are under federal jurisdiction as well as, you know, the city open space ordinance, but the federal jurisdiction requires us to look at National Environmental Policy Act and National Historic Preservation Act. So we would have to evaluate the impacts that the construction of a sewer connection would create within the monument boundaries, and ensuring that there's no impacts, we would be able to issue a special use permit to allow for that access to construct the connection. Now, from the city perspective, I don't have information on whether they would require additional right-of-way permit for that to be located on open space land. I would leave it to them to make that decision. I don't have that information. We would just be looking at the actual construction, not the long-term permit for the continued operation of that.
And I'd asked for this before, and I don't think it's in the record. And if it is, I apologize, but I'd asked for ownership of the portion. And what I remember seeing is this is the city of Albuquerque. It's been gone. It's basically designated to the open space. So I don't know how the federal mandates come in on a city piece of property. Need to see that connection. If you have any additional information that you could provide, I would appreciate it. Let me have you address that real quick, and then I'm going to go to Mr. Hensley and then to Whitney Phelan.
Certainly. Thank you for that question. The Petroglyph National Monument is a combination of city-owned open space land and federal land and state land, as designated by the Establishment Act by Congress of the United States of America in 1990. And that gives the federal government oversight of the National Environmental Policy Act, regardless of land ownership, and the National Historic Preservation Act. So I can provide you with that establishment legislation. I'd be happy to send it to you.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Please, if you would do that for the record, because I hear the applicant's concern about when you get federal agencies involved and what appears to be something minor can not be so minor. Mr. Hensley, you have your hand up.
Yes, sir. This is Mr. Hensley. Documentation on the ownership has been provided and I believe is in the record from two separate title companies. Outlining that the city does not have fee simple title. The enacting legislation from Congress establishing the monument required that either the state, the city, or the Department of Interior have fee simple title ownership for the boundary to be expanded. And I believe that title is not clear and definitely not fee simple.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. That's my recollection as well. So Ms. Hendricks, that's why it's important that I get your information for the record. I wanna make sure that I'm not violating any federal mandates. But right now I don't have that in the record that's been previously provided. I'm gonna go back to planning to Ms. Wolfley. Ms. Wolfley, so we still have the IDO issue an EPC under this still being designated as a major arroyo.
Mr. Hearing Officer, if I could, I have one additional thing that I wanted to add. Since this Jay is sharing his screen, it shows almost in the middle of the screen a manhole with an S in it and a blank manhole. The blank manhole was our proposed connection. We can connect to that existing manhole without disturbance to the surface. So then I believe this is a construction issue. And even if the authorities are succeeded, these are permit issues to be addressed at construction. And I don't believe are relevant to the plat. And I just wanted to let you know that we could accomplish a connection without the new manhole construction.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Could you elaborate a little bit more on how you would make that connection without disturbing the surface?
Well, the trenching could be done by boring to get to the manhole. There would have to be excavation to do the core drilling into the manhole, the existing manhole, to make the pipe connection. But there would be no surface improvement left or new improvement, concrete or manhole cover placed after the connection is made, and so the disturbance would area would be minimal and the area revegetated in a native state.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So it's your testimony that you could basically put your jacking and boring machine on your property with that pit and bore into the manhole without disturbing the surface, using the existing manhole as the receiver?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. So there would actually be no disturbance of the monument whatsoever?
I couldn't make that assurance. I would think so, given the technology and the boring capabilities that are available. I think that would be able to core drill into that manhole and make connection without disturbance.
So, Mr. Hensley, this is a little bit more extraordinary, but this is a very extraordinary case. I would suggest that you go ahead and prepare that exhibit so that you could provide that to Ms. Hendricks. This is one of those cases where the documentation is probably a lot more difficult than the actual construction, but we do need to follow the correct documentation.
If I may, Mr. Hearing Officer, I believe that's an issue for construction and permitting and not relevant to the plat itself.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. I so noted, but I'd still make that request. Ms. Phelan, your hands is up before I go back to Ms. Wolfley.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. I worked with our city legal on this quite a bit the past couple of weeks. And so I just wanted to state that as long as there won't be anything added construction-wise that would be visible from the surface, then it would not require that the applicant go to EPC site plan because it would meet the IDO definition of not visible from the surface. That doesn't include if they were to have to excavate into the sewer line and replace the dirt over top, it would just be like the finished product. And so we would request some construction mitigation. And then my other comment was related to, at that point, because it is within the monument boundary, that's where National Park Service would decide, if it needed a permit through them. But open space wouldn't require anything other than the construction mitigation measures. And just to address the ownership issue, the title company doesn't have even documentation of the original trust for this property. And so they're unwilling to, I know that the applicant requested to purchase this property and they were not able to do that. And we are also not able to do that. But the national monument legislation doesn't say that it has to be fee and simple. I think the documentation that Mr. Hensley is referring to is additional amendment that came later for the Paseo del Norte and Unser Boulevard extensions. And that's where the fee and simple language comes in, but that does not apply to this property. And we have the boundary map from the enacting legislation, and it very, very clearly includes this arroyo. And so because of that, it is National Park Service, and the city has a co-management agreement that we can also provide to you if that's helpful. So I just wanted to offer those for documentation purposes.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So let me ask one clarifying question. So if documentation can be provided to the Water Authority and provided in the record that no disturbance is occurring within the arroyo, then the requirement to go to EPC is not a requirement. It is not applicable. Then there is no. So then that leaves the issue with open space and the Park Service, which then would be no surface disturbance. Everything is basically within an easement, and there's no surface disturbance. Ms. Hendricks, if there is no surface disturbance, would you still be looking at providing a permit to do this work?
I think we would be, because it still would occur within the monument boundary. I would have to double check with my compliance specialist to make sure, but because it still would be within a federal monument boundary, we would require a permit. And the permit is not that challenging. It just requires us to review the project, look at potential impacts, and provide, if there is any mitigation, provide that. It's It's a pretty straightforward permit that's signed at the park level, signed at the monument level. It doesn't go up to our regional office. So I think it's a pretty straightforward process to look for that permit, in particular when there's no surface disturbance. Makes it a lot easier.
So this is Hannah Osco. Hannah, let me ask you one question. I'm going to go to Mr. Gutierrez to ask the same question. So have you issued any other permits for connection to the sewer line anywhere else in the monument, or is this the very first one?
Not to my recollection. I've only been here 4 years, however, so I don't have the long history of what's occurred in the past in the monument. I know that the neighboring property has a connection, and that was, I think, in 2002 when that property was connected to the sewer, but I don't know specifically if we issued a permit or did any other action at that time.
And this is Jane Osborne. Mr. Gutierrez, are you aware of any other similar situation?
So this is David at the Water Authority. I can't remember off the top of my head ever working with the National Monument on any, so just off the top of my head, no, Mr. Hearing Officer, I have not.
This is Hearing Officer Bohan. So not only this connection, but any sewer or water line connection through the monument.
Right. I can't remember any. And this was built before I think it was declared National Monument. So
this is Hearing Officer Bohan. Yeah. That's my recollection as well. Ms. Phelan, you have your hand up.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. If you look at the Petroglyph Shadows plat, which I did, it does say in their infrastructure documentation that during the sewer connection that they need to coordinate with National Park Service on any work that's being done in the Arroyo. And that was in 2002 when that plat was completed.
Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Hensley, I am going to suggest this, that while it's a construction item, that you prepare enough detail to show how the jack and bore will work to go to that manhole. And if I can, if I am, and Mr. Gutierrez concurs or can show that there's no disturbance, then my review of this is that this is a construction permit issue that you need to work out with the monument, with the National Monument. If you're not going in and requiring anything within the Arroyo, you are meeting all of the requirements of the IDO with the waiver of going to EPC and the planning process. And so what I'm going to suggest is that if in 2 weeks you can come up with those details, and I don't think it's going to take you that long to prepare those details, then I can work with legal and make sure that I have all of the correct findings. There shouldn't be any conditions, but findings on this plat. I just want to make sure that everything is squared away and that we're not violating any other laws through this area. Ms. Wolfley, you have your hand up.
I don't know if you were asking for a response from Mr. Hensley, but I did want to add a few items for your consideration.
Please go ahead.
Okay, and these are also things that could be easily addressed. But let me first, Jay, if you can zoom in there really quick, I just want to make sure that what our thinking is matches what Mr. Hensley said, which sounded very promising. So my understanding is that the manhole cover shown on the screen as that circle, can you point to Mr. Rodenbeck? I don't know if you know. So directly, if you go to the easternmost street and you go directly north, there's a circle. Okay, so that, Mr. Hensley, that's the manhole cover that you can eliminate. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And then you would tie into the existing manhole cover that is shown where?
It is the circle with the S in it, right there.
Right there. Okay. And that's what we thought would also be a promising new outcome if you could engineer it that way. So that all sounds very favorable. Okay, I'm just gonna go ahead and share my screen for a second because I think this might be easiest for everyone to comprehend. Additionally, in our comments, and we've been working with a consultant, Mr. Hearing Officer, on issues of sensitive land preservation and mitigating any construction impacts. We've had a very good consultant. We're nearing the end of that project. And basically the IDO calls for construction mitigation and it refers to the DPM, but there's very minimal detail in the DPM about construction mitigation. So that's why we're trying to come forward with the ideas that are necessary. So one in discussion with the city engineer on this and other projects is the idea of, let me skip down here, my comments for a minute. All right, there's so many of them. I think what would be helpful is in general for projects like this, where there's abutting major public open space, to have a sensitive land preservation sheet that would be part of the submittal. This would be based on meetings with open space, and in this case, the National Park Service, which is sort of being referred to as needed here and exactly the drawing that you're asking for. And so that everything is clear on the sensitive preservation land sheet. So as it moves forward to the DRC, they know exactly what they're supposed to be implementing. And so one item the city engineer said is if we need construction fencing, that be on the infrastructure list. Generally for something adjacent to Petroglyph National Monument, we'd be looking for like a 6-foot chain link fence. These are often rented. It's not a high cost item. It doesn't need to be new chain link fence, but that would be something we would look for, but we could also finalize that in meetings we would have on this. And that would help to make sure that there was no intrusion into the monument area. And then relatedly, in preparing that preservation sheet, it would come out of a meeting with NPS and City Open Space. And we would just kind of go through some of these things that we've been listing since for several months that we thought were important. Not all of these may be applicable, but the meeting could just sort of go through those and make sure there was clear understanding. There are areas in the city that are particularly sensitive, and I think we're at one of those boundary areas. This is the major place where visitors go up to see the petroglyphs up in the Bocanegra Arroyo. And so I think we want to do our highest level of making sure we understand that this is where construction can take place or any remnants of the construction, and this is where it cannot take place given the sensitivity here. And then some other minor details. This we've been asking for quite a while and is common when you can build a single loaded street or provide a 45-foot buffer. So they've done a single loaded street along the majority of their northern boundary with the monument. But this particular section, we like that it's in this lot 5, but it needs to have a note indicating that it is part of the 45-foot buffer of Petroglyph National Monument, and the plan approval must be per the open space superintendent. And that's exactly per the IDO. And I don't think that has been placed on the plat yet.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Ms. Wolfley, so I think what you're heading towards is some conditions to be placed for the final plat. And what I'm going to suggest is that in the next 2 weeks, because this is very sensitive, that you come up with a set of conditions that I can review. I'm not sure, there's a big difference between construction fencing and then permanent fencing, especially when it comes to construction techniques. I wouldn't see a 6-foot chain link fence as necessary, but I definitely see wind fencing and a lot of other soil erosion techniques that could prevent any damage or mitigation to the monument and keep everything in this area. And where I'm trying to clarify, and I'll go back to Mr. Hensley in a second, is I just need proof that there is not going to be, I need assurance that they have a technique that they will not be required to get on the monument to disturb the monument, and the jack and bore operation will work. I think at that point, the platting is set up. And then as we get into the construction, as we've been mentioning since the very first hearing, there's some construction permitting that needs to occur prior to the release of the DRC plans. And I think we can give guidance to DRC, but right now it's still just the platting action that's in front of me today.
Correct. And I'm these notes about the 45-foot buffer, and then there's another one where they need to change their drainage pond note on the infrastructure list. These are just simple things that we've been asking for several months. And it just seems like if we're going to defer it, then if Mr. Hensley can just go ahead and make these changes so we don't have to have it conditions, we don't have to keep chasing the same little items. I think they're agreeable, but there just hasn't been an action to actually update the plat for several months.
So this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So I hear you. I still would like you to probably prepare those conditions. Looking at the history of this project, I think it'd be a lot easier to, if we had those in black and white, then that way, if they're done, we can take them off. If not, then they can remain on. Mr. Hensley, so really where we're at right now is, and what I'm trying to do is to demonstrate that there's no impacts to the monument. I need enough of that in the record, and then I think we can proceed with the preliminary plat, as well as long as we can get some of these other items that we've been working on for the last couple of months. Could you unmute and?
Yes, this is Ron Hensley. Those minor items have been addressed in the supplemental submittals. I'll refresh everybody's memory that that 45-foot area that was outlined in the comments was changed to a separate tract in the supplemental submittal. That was reviewed about 2 months ago now, so that became an HOA tract. The language referenced for the pond revegetation and mitigation requirements was added to the infrastructure list in that same supplemental submittal 2 months ago. So we're not continuously chasing that small item. Those have been addressed, and in the previous hearing, everybody was satisfied with those. So I don't think we should revisit that. The only remaining item was the sewer connection. We had addressed all those other items.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Hensley, can you provide enough details for Mr. Gutierrez and I to review between now and the 25th?
Construction documents that would be provided for the jack and bore operation would be, I would think, very schematical in outlining the rig location and the path of the bore. I don't know what other detail could be provided, but I can provide that detail.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. That's exactly what I'm looking at. What I'm looking at is where your jack and bore pit would be located, your bore pit location, and then on your receiver, how you would be able to use that existing manhole, trying to minimize any work around that manhole to for your receiver pit, and how you would get in there to make that connection. That's exactly what I'm looking for.
I believe that we could provide that.
Okay. Mr. Gutierrez, is there anything else that you can think of that you would need to see on that sketch?
Yeah, this is David with the Water Authority. I have concerns because, I mean, we require grouting of the connection. So I don't know how he's going to do that on the exterior without excavation. So, yeah, I mean, that's for him to figure out. That is a design thing. I'll leave that to Ron to give me a proposal to see if it's okay. I don't know if the collar is going to be damaged or what's going to take place out there. So that's something that he'll have to propose. And there's always incidental things with construction. So I just have to see what the proposal looks like.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. Thanks for that. So Mr. Hensley, that's what I'm concerned with is, if we can show that, then we don't have to go to EPC. And so that's a major element. And so that's really the last test that I believe you're going to have. Ms. Phelan, you have your hand raised.
Yeah, Mr. Hearing Officer, I don't think I stated it clearly enough, but after reviewing with our lawyer about the EPC site plan and the definition in the IDO, our concern would be if the final construction, like once everything's done, as long as there is no new infrastructure visible from the surface. So as long as, I guess, from the city side, having to excavate does not determine if they have to go to EPC. It would be that final not adding the new manhole. And so the issue would be with National Park Service, and then any construction mitigation requirements if they do have to excavate or bore. So I don't see needing to, repair the collar or anything like that being a new extraordinary facility, because they're tying into the existing, if that makes that a little clearer.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. It actually does. Mr. Hensley, you will have to show in your details how you are going to make that connection. I can think of a few areas that you could probably do that without excavating down, but that I'm going to leave that up to you. What I am trying to do is to have very black and white position with the monument that either they are or are not impacting the monument. If they can get in and literally there are no tracks or very minor tracks, then I think the applicant has met all the other criteria for the IDO. And I just want to at least move it down the road a step. So.
Okay. I appreciate that, sir.
Mr. Hensley, anything else besides that?
No, I just wanted to make the owner's position clear as he requested.
Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. I would still strongly recommend that you sit down with the monument. You still have to go through that process with the DRC plan. So, I think the sooner that you can get into it, the better off you'll be. But I think we're close. So we will see you back on the 25th. And with that, I will defer item 7 to October 25th.
Thank you.